Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is Suratul Ikhlas, the chapter of Ikhlas or sincerity. Alhamdulillah, all praises are for Allah, the Most Compassionate, who has guided us to His way so we can realize who we really are and what it really means to be human. Who endows upon us existence itself, whose tawheed, whose oneness is manifest in the multiplicity of His creation. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, adoration and worship, except Allah, the One, the utterly unique, having no partners in His oneness, the Master of all, the True, the One who clarifies and makes clear all things. And I bear witness that our Master, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. O Allah, send Your prayers, blessings and grace upon our Prophet Muhammad and upon his family, the pure, and all his companions and whomsoever follows them in the best of ways till the last day. Amma ba'd. I advise you, slaves of Allah and myself, with an awe-filled consciousness of Allah, for verily Allah says, وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا غَيْرَ ذِي عِوَجٍ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we have certainly presented for the people in this Qur'an from every single kind of example, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ, in order that they remember. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, indeed, the Qur'an itself is full of mathal, full of examples. And while all of the Qur'an has a message for us, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on different occasions would specify the specific khasa'is, the specific ranks and attributes of select chapters and verses. And when he did so, this was alluding to the immensity of meanings in those verses. And from these special verses, or special chapters, is the chapter Suratul Ikhlas. A surah, most of us know, as it consists of four verses only, namely, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدُ. Say, He is Allah, the uniquely One. اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ, Allah, the One upon whom everything is dependent. He does not beget, and nor is He begotten, and there is nothing like unto Him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about these four verses is reported to have said to Uqba ibn Amir, saying, أَلَا أُعَلِّمُكَ سُوَرًا مَا أُنزِلَتْ فِي التَّوْرَاتِ وَلَا فِي الزَّبُورِ وَلَا فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ وَلَا فِي الْفُرْقَانِ مِثْلَهُنَّ. He said, should I not inform you of surahs the likes of which have not been revealed in the Torah, nor in the Psalms, nor in the Gospels, nor is there anything like it in the Furqan. Furqan is another name for the Qur'an. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, let there not come upon you a night where you do not read the three quls. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. In other words, these are the three surahs that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was alluding to. From amongst the great things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said about Surah Al-Ikhlas is the fact that he said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ تَعْدِلُ ثُلُثَ الْقُرْآنِ. He said, Surah Al-Ikhlas is the equivalent to a third of the Qur'an. Now the ulama say this is jaza'an wala ijza'an. This is to do with the thawab, the reward of the Qur'an. Doesn't mean literally that if you just recite this, you're getting the third of the Quran, but it means in the thawab, in the reward. And what this actually conveys is that the Quran is a reservoir of meanings. And if we were to take these meanings in their entirety, then a third of this entire revelation of meanings is encompassed in these four verses in Surah Al-Ikhlas. And this is because the Quran as a whole incorporates the attributes of Allah, the meanings about His rulings, meanings about His decrees. And Surah Al-Ikhlas is particularly relevant in conveying some of this. And so when we hear hadith such as these from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first thing we should do is reflect. Seeing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is alluding to the tremendousness, the tremendous immensity of meaning within this small surah, then it behooves us to try and find out what this meaning is. On a hadith narrated on the authority of Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a group of people under a command of a man on an expedition, and whenever he would whenever this sahabi used to lead the other sahaba in salah, he would always finish his salah by making the khatam by in the last surah that of whichever he was reciting, he would recite Surah Al-Ikhlas. And so when they returned from the battle, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ask him why he does so. And so they asked him, and at the point he responded, he said, لأنها صفة الرحمن وأنا أحب أن أقرأ بها. He said, because it describes the attribute of the Rahman, and I love to read it. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard this, that this is what he said, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أخبروه أن الله يحبه. Tell him, inform him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him. So what are these attributes of the Rahman? What are these attributes of the Divine that are mentioned in this surah? Let's make some ta'ammul, let's make some pondering now upon this. When we come to the very first ayah, it starts off with the ayah which says, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Now this is describing the ahadiyya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, say, and this command is first coming to His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but by extension to all of us, that we should say that Allah is Ahad. And Ahad is a very unique word in the Arabic language. Ahad is not Wahid. Wahid could be one of many, but Ahad is uniquely one, a one in which there is no second, a one in which there is no two. And so this ahadiyya, this unique oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is something we are tasked to know. In fact, the very imperative, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Know from your very core that there is nothing of any divinity except the Divine, except Allah. This is tying in with us knowing this oneness. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala follows by saying, اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ. Now if you look in the classical books of what samad or samad means, samadiyya, you'll find this is man la jawfa lahu, that which does not have a hollowness. The implication being that every single thing other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not independent in and of itself. Rather, what is existentiating every single thing is Allah. And that's why we find in the tafsir Qurtubi, the tafsir of the meanings of this word samad, we find Imam Qurtubi says, al-mustaghni an kulli ahad walladhi yahtajuhu kullu ahadin, that the Allah's being samad is that every he himself is mustaghni, he himself is free from need from everything else, and everything else is in need of him. Why? Because we're all in need for him at the level of our existence itself. And so that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala time and time again reminds us of this need in the Quran through various ayahs, and some of them being, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَّكَّرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is he not best who responds to the desperate one when he calls upon him and removes his evil and makes him the inheritors of the earth? Is there anything other than, is there any ilah, anything other that you can call upon, other than Allah for this? How little is it that you remember that which you already knew? Elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَسْأَلُهُ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that whatsoever there is in the heavens and the earth is in the state of neediness in asking him. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. He said, if you were to ask for anything, then ask for Allah. And if you ask for isti'ana, help or aid in anything, then seek that aid billah, through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala follows the verse of Allahu Samad in Surah Al-Ikhlas by saying, lam yalid wa lam yulad, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give birth to anything, nor is he born of anything. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّهُ تَعَالَى جَدُّ رَبِّنَا مَتَّخَذَ صَاحِبَةً وَلَا وَلَدَا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exalted. This is the nobleness of our Lord. He has not taken a صَاحِبَةً, a companion, وَلَا وَلَدَا, and nor a child. This is at the level of لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ, but also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created anything that has a type of independent existence that can rival Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the one who is manifesting everything, and there is nothing that is not dependent on Him, because His samadiyah, this dependence is qaim, is dependent, it remains. So even though we see a multiplicity, that multiplicity is still pointing to ahadun ahad, ahadun ahad, that He is the one who is creating everything. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends the surah by saying, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَد, and there is nothing like unto Him. Why? Because He is the one who is creating everything, and everything else is muftaqirun, everything else is needy, everything else is in a state of faqar, and He is the one who is ghani, He is the one who is independent, free of need, but everything else is needy of Him. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says elsewhere in the Quran, laysa kamithlihi shay'un, there is nothing that you can point to, there is nothing that is like unto Him in His attributes, in His ahadiyya, in His samadiyya, in His rububiyya. There is nothing that can be like unto Him. And an example of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elsewhere says, أَمَّنْ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ وَمَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is He not the one who begins creation and then repeats it? He first creates creation, ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ, then He's creating it constantly, 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 and He will recreate us on يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. And so, وَمَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and who is the one who's constantly providing you? Is there anything other than Allah who's there? You know, you're the one who has to produce the proof, not Allah, because the proof is staring you in the face. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elsewhere tells us, reminding us of the dependency we have on Him. He says elsewhere, أَمَّنْ يَهْدِيكُمْ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ وَمَنْ يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Is He not best who guides you through the darkness of the land and the sea, or who sends the winds as good tidings before His mercy? Is there a ilah other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us elsewhere in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا, and who is it that's more truthful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His speech? So dear brothers and sisters, all of these mithal, all of these examples that we've given, are a testimony to the tawheed that is in Surah Al-Ikhlas. The essence of knowing this dependency that we have, that His ahadiyya, His oneness, is so purely one, and that it's constantly being manifest, even though there seems an apparent manyness. We look around and we see a multiplicity, but in that is a manifestness of His unicity, His oneness. And this is the great reason as to why the Prophet ﷺ himself used to make oft a recitation of Surah Al-Ikhlas in both the mornings and the evenings. In a hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Khubayb, he says that we went out one rainy and intensely dark night to look out for the Messenger of Allah so that he could lead us in prayer. And when we found him, he asked us, "Have you prayed?" And we did not say anything. So then he said, so he repeated again, but we did not say anything. And then he said, "Qul." He said again, and then we did not say anything. And then finally, after he said "Qul" again, we said, "What is it that you want us to say?" And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Qal, Qul huwa Allahu ahad." And then he said, "Wal mu'awwidhataini." He said the two quls after that, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ حِينَ تُمْسِي وَحِينَ تُسْبِحْ ثَلَاثَ مَرْآتِ تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. He said, say Surah Al-Ikhlas and say the مُعَوَّذَتَيْنِ three times in the morning and the evening, and this will serve your every purpose you have. In another hadith, it's narrated on the authority of Aisha radiallahu anha, a sahih hadith in Bukhari, it's narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he would go to bed every night, he would hold his hands together, and he would blow into them, and he would recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, and then he would recite the مُعَوِّذَتَيْنِ, i.e. he would recite قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, and then he would blow, and he would wipe of his hands then over whatever he could of his body, starting with his head and face and the front of his body, and he would do this three times. So this is an example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself calling upon the immensity of meanings in Surah Al-Ikhlas. And we'll end with this beautiful hadith that's narrated on the authority of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. He basically narrates that he said, "I came back from a journey with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he heard a man reciting قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ Surah Al-Ikhlas. And when he finished, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wajabat." He said, "It is guaranteed." So I asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Ma wajabat?" He said, "What is it that's guaranteed?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-Jannah, paradise." In other words, the immensity of this meaning and the attachment of the meaning to that, to this Sahabi who was given to reciting it, the Prophet ﷺ responded by saying, when he saw that these meanings had penetrated that Sahabi's hearts, he said that person had already, by his love, by his devotion, by his contemplation, by allowing these meanings to penetrate his very being, he'd already become a person of Jannah. So this points, oh brothers and sisters, to the immensity of what we should give to the Qur'an, to the immensity of our relationship with the Qur'an, especially surahs like Surah Al-Ikhlas. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow upon us from his vast bounty and generosity, his kindness and his knowledge that will continuously enlighten us as to the meanings that he is sending down at every moment on creation. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who are devoutly obedient to him, to enable us to be of service to the way of his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be in obedience and service of those he's ordered us to be in obedience to. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, so invoke him for forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving, the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's recording of the English khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.